Mainland Security and Locksmith, Tal speaking. How can I help you?
Oh, hi, Sal. It's Tina from Local Splash. I'm happy we finally connected. We played some phone tag, huh?
Yes, with it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So we were just having trouble with the payment, so I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file. Or.
Yeah, so I did travel, and someone did a charge that it was disputable, and it was kind of like a fraud. Well, it was a fraud. And so the fraud department canceled my, so I'm ready to give you a new one. Okay, hold on 1 second.
Sure, no problem.
Oh, you know what? Hmm. They're going to send it to me today at 4.
Okay.
That.
So is it,
and
is
that
it
one,
coming today at 4 via the tracking, or should I call you back maybe Friday? I don't know how long it takes if they're sending it, you know?
Yeah, well, they expedited, and they said, I received an email or a text saying that it was going to arrive today at 4 p.m. I just don't want to lose my spot with you guys, and I want to start the process again. And
yeah,
I can give you a card.
In the meantime, that's no problem. So do you want to give me a card for a one-time payment, and then when you get that one coming at 4, we can update it for future?
You know what? I can, but I'm trying to funnel all my payments through that credit card because I want to have 3 miles to go to Hawaii.
Oh,
my next trip.
You're my
so
kind
I want
of guy.
To put everything.
That's smart. Very smart.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I spend maybe like $10,000-$12,000 a month on payments for my business. So I'd rather use that credit card, but every little, if I get 3 miles per dollar.
Okay.
So if I pay $10,000, I'll be having 30,000 miles.
Wow.
And that's a trip for one person.
That's excellent.
So,
okay, no problem. Yeah. So what I'm doing is I put a note in here that you're going to use the new credit card coming today at 4. We close
mm-hmm.
at 4, so I'll reach out to you before we leave today. If you get the card, that's great. We'll update it then. If not, I'll just call you again tomorrow, okay?
Yeah, I know that at 4 o'clock I'm gonna be having a doctor's appointment that they also been chasing me like crazy, my doctor.
Oh,
and so this time I wanted to be able to make it because I've been having some health issues.
Oh, I'm sorry
men, that's nothing, it's nothing major, it's just men health issues. I'm almost 70, so I have to monitor some areas of my life, of my body. So I know that I have to be for that phone call, so I don't want to overcommit and have you call me. So
if I call you tomorrow at 8 or 9, I mean, I don't care whatever
yeah.
is easier for you. What time are you thinking would work?
10. Let me sleep a little bit. Because my dog, that's another thing. That's an everyday routine. My dog wakes me up at 7:17 every morning to go
no
to pee.
Way.
Yeah.
17, he knows the time.
Yeah. I know. It, every time, never fails. She's dragging my bed and she wants me to go. Yeah, it's a little cocker spaniel, beautiful, beautiful doggy.
Oh,
and she's 17 years old.
Wow.
So they're beautiful, huh? Their face, they're very pretty.
Gorgeous
yeah.
dog. Yeah. And
yeah.
such good nature, too. So,
mm-hmm. And
yeah.
she's deaf now. She's 17 years old.
Oh.
But she's good with her clock to go to pee in the morning, and then I have to let her in, and then I take my coffee, and then I answer a few phone calls. So I know that by 10, I'll be ready for you and before I go to work.
No problem. Okay, so I set it up for 10 o'clock tomorrow, so I'll call you
mm-hmm.
around that time. And then
mm-hmm.
in the meantime, thank you for letting me know about everything, and then have a really great rest of your day, too, okay?
Okay, Tina. Thank you.
All
Very
right.
nice hearing your voice. Bye.
Yeah, nice talking to you, too. Okay, bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.